Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, get more details there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on the Twitters. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thirsty Thursday to you as well. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. Good morning to you. And my poker playing partner from last night, Eric Bickle, sitting to my right. We had a shorter commute to work today.
How'd that work out last night?
How did it work out?
Yeah, for both
we had fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a nice romantic dinner by ourselves at Voltaggio Brothers.
Yeah. Just you two?
Yeah.
Just the two of us. My buddy Ken, who works in the poker room, joined us for a bit toward the end. But yeah,
good guy.
Had a nice dinner.
Yep.
Then we made our way up to the poker room.
Yep.
I didn't last very long because when you have top two pair and then you get all your chips in and the guy's like, your top two pair is nice, but
it's not better than my trips.
Not better than my flopped straight.
Oh, so straight. Then, all right.
You know, these things happened. He took my bounty. Well, he didn't win my bounty, but he crippled me. And then like two hands later,
you were done skiing.
I was bounced. Eric, I think, lasted about an hour later than I did. But I got a good night's sleep last night at MGM National Harbor. Because I decided not to go play with the D-gens in the cash game. Because a lot of times, if I get knocked out early, and I think my knockout time was 8:50, 8:55.
Wow, that's early. Because doesn't it start at
7:15? 7:15.
Okay, 7:15.
So I made it right into the beginning of the fourth level, and then I just got bamboozled. Right. It happens.
Yeah.
And I had I was at a crossroads. I could either go get good sleep, or I could go flop around with all the fish in the cash game. And I chose...
You decided to go to sleep.
Well, I chose to go get another beer, of course.
I knew that was the case.
After I got knocked out.
Gotcha. Was that beer two or three?
That was...
Probably three because you got Voltaggio.
Two drinks at Voltaggio.
One, maybe four.
That was beer number three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I went to bed.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
That was a good
time.
Well,
at least you had a good time.
That was a good time.
Good time.
As always, solid time.
I was surprised. Like, I mean, those guys, I mean... You know, I recognize some of them, but then just so many of them, they are really Junkies listeners.
Yeah.
That playing that. Really.
Like, fantastic.
I met a guy who lives in Kensington that's been listening for 25 years.
That's great.
Crazy. Lives on the other side of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen him before in my life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is he on the good or bad side of the tracks in Kensington?
I don't know if there's such a thing.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's an old school saying.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming out last night.
Thanks
it was
for
a good
having
time.
Me. The food was excellent.
Yep.
I did wake up and have a weird bathroom situation. But
oh, you did?
I don't know why.
Stunned by that.
Nobody's really stunned by that.
But yeah, awesome time. I love those rooms. When I get to the MGM,
the rooms are very nice.
Very, very nice rooms. Nice shower.
The first thing I did, of course, I went right over to the thermostat. And I said 72 in honor of Dikembe, who passed recently. I gave it the... Much smaller finger waggle. I was like, no, not
67.
65.
Oh, my God.
Because when I came back, I wanted to be just like under the covers, like nice and crisp. Mm. And it was. It was fantastic.
Valdez yesterday was out at Congressional, and the rough was brutal, right? Is that everybody's saying?
Oh, my God.
All the rain is just
real first world out. Problems. Out at Congressional.
I bet
the rough is brutal out here
at
Congressional.
I bet you Congo looked amazing, though.
It did look amazing. It's the first time I played it with the renovation.
I know. It's beautiful.
It's completely different.
You can see the entire course when you go up on the putting green. You can see the entire course.
Ah.
Whereas before they cut down all the trees, you know, you can only see a few holes.
Dan Snyder, the new owner of Congo, loves cutting the trees down.
I don't know exactly why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is to have more wind on the course.
Okay.
But it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I'm playing there next Thursday.
I can see why some people, though, don't really like it because it kind of takes away some of the character and charm of the holes. But, I mean, just the vantage point from all the holes is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it was long, wet.
Yeah. CPO.
No, walked 18.
Oh, you walked it, yeah.
Yeah. But a beautiful course.
But you had a caddy, so the caddy was carrying your sticks.
So,
yeah, I love Congo. It's a great spot.
But I got to get out there again when it's not as wet, not as long, and I kind of know where to hit the ball.
Yeah, now you know. Beautiful. Now you know the whole layout. And, good.
And the what's the is it called the Founders Club? The bar,
the Founders Pub.
Pub.
The Founders Pub.
That place is awesome because it overlooks the course.
Okay,
get a couple cocktails. It's just a great spot.
Did you play right after the show, or did you miss the Orioles?
I played at 1:38. Thank you, to Steve.
He called it. He said, "Put your life savings on the Royals."
I heard they had bases loaded. Did you hear this? They had bases loaded, no outs. And I don't think scored a run.
That about popped up. And then I can't remember the sequence of events. But yes, left all the runners on base.
And then Adley grounded out to short to end the inning.
Kowser swung at a ball that was right at him. And it hit his hand. And he swung at it. So it was a strike three.
Hit by pitch, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bat went around before.
The bat went around before he got hit.
Hit him in the hand.
I don't know what he's doing, swinging at that pitch. It was literally coming right at his head. And then he had to leave the game because his hand hurt so bad. But
that about sums up the season pretty much.
Is this true?
2 years in a row out with the whimper.
Somebody said that they've now lost 10 straight playoff games. Is that true?
Yes, I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday was 9.
That's pretty brutal.
So
that one hurts.
Dating back to 2014, they got swept by the Royals in the ALCS. They lost an in-game or the wild card one game thing to the Blue Jays. They got swept by the Rangers last year, and now they just lost 2 games to the Royals again.
Sweepy. Mm. Although the game-winning hit was a ground ball up the middle, Bobby Witt. He had game-winning RBI in both games. But Westberg made a great diving stab.
I didn't know why he didn't throw to second.
I know, because Henderson was there. Now, Henderson was probably getting there a little too late, but I still think they would have got the runner at second.
Because it's a force out.
It's a force out. Bases were loaded.
Yep.
And
I don't think
or bases it was first and third. Yeah, it was first and third. Yeah, you're right. First and third. Runner from third scores. But if he throws the second, it's an out. They're out. Bobby Witt's one of the fastest guys in the league. And you're not going to get him on a ground ball up the middle. So I don't know why he didn't throw it to second.
But they generated one run in 2 games.
That's true.
A Cedric Mullins homer. That's
that's postseason baseball. I mean, the Royals had 3 runs in 2 games. You know, I mean, the Astros had 3 runs in 2 games, or maybe 4. It's just postseason baseball, man.
Did you just sit around?
Tough loss.
Did you just sit around and watch baseball?
Yeah, I watched the first game, and then I watched, then I turned it and watched most of the Orioles game.
Right.
Watched a little bit of the Mets Brewers.
That's the only series. Did not watch any split, of the last right. Game.
Yeah.
The other were sweepies.
Game 3 is tonight, 7:30 or 7 o'clock.
I think, I was telling Valdezis, a best of 3 series after a 162 game season is one of the dumbest things in sports. What is the point of playing all these games if it's going to be over before you can even test the depths of these teams? There's literally no point. I mean, teams don't even play home games. They don't even get a home playoff game. How can you have a series without a home playoff game? It is so irritating.
Well, it's better than it was before when they only had the 1 game.
You're definitely tilted by it.
That's horrendous, too, but at least those were like the wild card teams. You have division winners playing in playing 2 games.
Yeah.
Well, that's horrendous.
I guess it's just based on the calendar.
How do they not even get a home game out of it?
They jam 100 teams into it.
How do they not get a home game out of it?
Like the Braves didn't play a home game. How?
Because they're rewarding the better team.
Yeah. Like the Royals were never going to host a game.
That doesn't seem
right. All the games are going
to
be about
the wild card. The highest seed gets to host because they're doing it because they're not. They don't want a day off. They want to jam it all in.
No, they want to jam as many playoff teams in, and they can't.
That's what I mean.
They can't play baseball into December. So.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. But if they played a best of 5, you're extending it, and then you're having an off day for travel, and so it's just based on the calendar.
I'm good with 3. I'm good with 3. I don't need to watch another Orioles game.
Not until next late March or
spring
April.
Training. 164.
Well, I hope Brandon Hyde took a good look around Camden Yards last night. Because if they bring him back, that's a disaster. The Royals lost 100 games last year. That's why these long rebuilds.
Yeah, but they're good, man. They are good.
Yeah, they're good.
Their bullpen is legit.
They lost 100 games last year.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, we're going on year 17 of the Nats rebuild.
Yeah, that frustrates me. This has to be a different year for the Nats. I'm sorry. They got to go out and spend some money on free agents.
They ended up with the same amount of wins as the year before, right? I think they did. I think it was 71. 71? Yeah, I think it was the same amount they had the year before.
Maybe, yeah.
Although the expectation was actually to win a few less.
Yeah, I mean, their total was 66 and a half. Yeah. Cakes and I went over.
We did. I just barely made it.
I just love it because there's day baseball, huge games to watch during the day.
Mm-hmm. So since they won the World Series in 2019, 26 and 34. All right. 65 and 97, 55 and 107, and as Eric mentioned, 71 and 91, 71 and 91.
Right.
It's brutal. Five straight years.
What's what?
After winning the World Series.
Well, he said it started really at 21. That's when the purge began. So 20 was weird.
Right.
2021 is when they started the purge.
20 was 60 games, and you just can't count that.
Yeah.
Now, from 2012 to 2019, they were contenders every year.
Yeah. I think they'll get back there. I think they're on the right path. But I doubt it'll be next year.
But that is one of the best turnarounds, Drabby, in baseball in 1 year. I mean, to win 56 games and then come around and now you're in ALDS next year with 87 wins, 88 wins.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's not even the best story in the AL Central, though.
You love the Tigers, don't you?
Well, I mean, that's crazy.
Why? Man, tell me.
Well, they were selling off at the deadline, yeah. And they thought the season was over, and they went on a heater.
That was the Caps bit.
They're about to have their 19 and 31 on steroids.
Mm. Well, AJ Hinch, even though he likes to cheat, he can manage. That guy can manage.
They're the youngest team in the playoffs.
Youngest team, no real big stars, completely out of it. I mean, Skubal's great, but completely out of it, and they just went on an unbelievable heater. The last month of the season.
Go down to Houston and win. Houston's been to seven straight ALCSs, and they go down there and sweep them.
Hmm. Who's their stud?
They got Riley Green. He's a good player, man. Colt Keith.
And Drabby, you're sitting around and watching these playoff games?
Well, I like sports.
Yeah, we do. We like sports.
I didn't think you liked baseball, though.
Yes, I've been telling you I like baseball.
He's
right?
In. He's committed
for years.
Baseball is awesome.
Drabby says he used to throw an 85-mile-an-hour heater.
Mr. Bickle.
No, I never said that.
Something like that. What did you say about 85 miles an hour that you could throw 85?
No, I said we were talking about throwing the ball, and I said Grant and Danny broke down my mechanics and said 10 years ago I could throw 80 miles an hour with a couple tweaks.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. A few minor adjustments.
Right. What were you going to say, Jay?
No, but playoff baseball is just awesome.
Yeah.
You know that.
Sure.
First I know you were probably in your garage hitting 400 balls while we were watching baseball. But
no, I was out at MGM with Cake.
Oh, that's right. But the weather's going to be finally turned.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand if you have a tee time today. Behind me.
It's two hands off.
I got bit season. Oh, yeah, I had one yesterday.
That's right. But finally, the weather's, for the next 10 days, they're calling for almost zero rain.
I think Gunnar Henderson raised his hand too.
Oh, he did.
Might be a bunch of guys in orange.
A lot of guys Halloween colored uniforms might be doing the same.
Kowser tried to raise his hand, but it hurts.
I wish they would have exhumed Pete Rose's dead body and put him at the plate with bases loaded.
He would have done better.
Soon. Yeah. Have him up there like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Just trying to
hit a ball.
Mm hmm.
Well, now it's on to the Ravens and Bungles for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was telling Cakes, I think it was before we got on the air, there's definitely a Jaden buzz over, you know.
There's definitely
buzz. Well, there's been a buzz for 3 weeks.
No, but it's just like, you know.
2.5 weeks.
Like at the MGM, like everyone's just talking about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. Well, what a start. One guy was saying, you know, he hadn't been able to watch in years. Now
buzz
he's excited to watch
the comms.
Yeah, I mean, just people. Like, multiple people bringing it up.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Like, for me, that doesn't happen that often.
Right.
Everyone's kind of bringing up the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Big talking point.
Yeah. So, we'll see. This is a big week. This is like a...
It's a massive week.
This is one where, like, you're favored. You know, you really should win this.
Don't stub your toe at home. Yeah. Just take care of business as a home favorite.
Yeah. Is the number still going in the wrong direction?
I could double check
still
the number.
At three. It was started at 3.5. I thought that was disrespectful.
Hold on. I'll tell you right now what the FanDuel current number is on FanDuel. Right. I think it's 3.
Still right around 3.
Still 3. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
But look,
43.5.
Washington's minus 170 on the money line. That's a pretty significant number. I mean, it's pretty heavy favorite just to win.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2-1.
Right. Well, we still have the Ravens game looming. Even if we pull it off, that'll be a nightmare. I mean, there's no way we're going to stop the King. There's no way.
All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, you're welcome to call us, by the way, at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Brian Baldinger will join us at 720. He's Odyssey's NFL insider. And Dave Richard at 8, he'll help you set your Week 5 fantasy football lineups because, hello, Week 5 starts tonight. And this hour at 645, we'll give you a chance to win not one, but two pair of Metallica tickets. They're playing at Northwest Stadium in May of 2025.
Deep cuts.
We're doing deep cuts again, so keep listening for your chance to win. We'll be right back.